You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
And I'm Cass.
And today's topic is...
The look of fear in your eyes.
Why
just
are you
then.
Scared?
What happened? You were so real. We're ready to go.
For I know. A you, there. I don't know what the fuck.
Your eyes went wider than I've ever seen them.
Unwell. Today's topic is machines. And this is, as well, the fourth last ever Shut Up a Second I will do.
Yeah.
Because after 500 years.
No.
No.
Barely 450.
After 450 episodes.
No,
of this
no, not 450. Less than, I don't know if I'm trying to take this away from you. It's a lot of podcasts.
It's a lot of podcasts.
I've done, it was the first podcast I ever started way back in La Trobe days.
This is the first one.
This is the first one I ever did. Wow. Well, unless you count when I was a wee child and me and my friend Lachlan Wilson pretended to do weather reports on a cassette.
That was you?
That was
oh
us.
My God, I loved that.
I loved cassette I found in the bins weather reports.
I listen to that every day. You guys were never right.
But yeah, Shut Up a Second was the first podcast I ever started way back. It was the first idea I ever had. And I
what if we chat for 45 minutes?
What about talking shit? And I started that when I was probably like, what, 21? And now I'm 30 and I'm done. That's a lot of one podcast. But I'm leaving it in capable hands. Hayden and Cass.
Yes,
the Sans Pants twins.
Taking over.
Yeah.
We got them.
So, but it's been a hell of a ride. And this is one good big boy final goodbye.
Yeah. If you want to get in contact with Jack before he goes, he's not leaving the whole thing.
I'm not leaving it's Sans Pants. I'm just leaving Shut Up a Second.
Just this part.
And I'll probably come back to do guest episodes.
Yeah, probably,
It's just that I'm stepping down.
You don't want to edit these anymore. It's essentially what it boils down to is like, I don't want
to
edit this
anymore.
It's
annoying to edit.
Hayden, can you edit this and also just do it?
But yeah,
I don't want to come back.
But if you do have any questions or any comments or anything you want to say about the time we've spent together, for those of you who've been listening for these last 10 years, we're going to do a special episode where we get a whole bunch of, you know, Sans Pants people back and talk, you know, like just nobody special, but just get people back and we'll go through those questions and we'll
nobody special.
Well, I say we're gonna get some Sans Pants people back. People are gonna think we're getting a whole bunch of cunts, but it's
just
we don't talk to
just
them anymore.
People you know, okay?
Yeah, no, just people who still work here.
Yeah, it's gonna be no one fun.
No,
you
one's
know, Joel Dusha, maybe he'll stop in.
No one's coming,
but maybe
back.
Not as well.
Oh, yeah, that's the trick.
He no might be busy.
Don't say back. No one's coming back.
People are going to be coming, okay?
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll answer those questions. So email us at sanspantsradio@gmail.com. You can message us on Twitter at shutupasec, and we'll respond to all of your messages for the big boy final episode.
The big boy final
episode. Also, we won't respond to all of them.
Yeah.
Just the good ones.
Just the good ones. Make them, you know, any loose ends.
Yeah.
Anything you want Jackson to cover. Something Jackson said that made no sense. You want a bit of clarity on.
Yeah, but just pick one.
Yeah, just pick one because you don't have all day.
Some nice, kind goodbyes to Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
Some welcome Haydens and Gasses.
Huh? Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Sans Pants twins.
Yeah, give me some compliments while we're at it.
Yeah, why not? Throw some Haydens.
What am I, chopped liver? Give me a compliment. Come on.
Anyway, let's talk machines.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of machine?
Good question.
I like the ones that have a soft whirring noise.
Oh.
I am thinking noise specific.
Yeah, that's fair. That's it. So like
favorite machine noise.
Ooh.
Like a.
Wait, you guys do a noise and I'll try and guess the machine.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
A cat.
This is a hard game. There's a lot of machines.
Do you guys have a favorite machine noise?
I don't. I'm trying to think of...
I'm partial to... I don't know if it's a real noise, but...
If you're about to make it, it will be.
Well, yeah. It's like a train noise, but from far away.
Oh, okay.
Because when they're too close, it's too loud and it's a little high pitched. But when it's far away, it's a nice little chugga, chugga, chugga.
Oh, yes. Trains. I've been thinking this about
trains. Or the modern trains go chugga, chugga.
Yeah. That I could just listen to that all day.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
What's nice about trains? How nice is this about trains? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that if you're building a highway or a road.
I'm there.
You just got to go through the hill, right? You just you destroy the land around you.
Do you have to?
But
do
that's
that?
Hard. Well, for a highway, yes.
Not all.
But
highways.
For a train,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of effort. And also, trains were built before that was really feasible. So a lot of train lines have to snake around the environment.
How is it more difficult to build a train through a mountain than a road? Because you would have to shape the iron girders.
Well, yes. But here's what I think the trick is that if you go through a mountain as a train, you make a tunnel. And it's just a nice little tunnel. But if you go through a mountain as a car, it's a huge, ugly tunnel. So I think trains are nice.
Why
like that.
Are you thinking this?
I was sort of with you. And the more you speak, I'm lost. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What's your contention here? What are you saying?
A train has to complement the environment.
No,
but
it doesn't.
A car
what
doesn't.
What are you saying? When does a car are you thinking of the movie Cars, where the cars get sad about the landscape?
Okay, so what you're saying is what's nice about trains is they're from a lot of them, the old ones, are from a time where they couldn't do all this big infrastructure, so they had to snake around the sloping hills.
Absolutely.
Around the grassy knolls.
Snake around the
sloping
hills.
But with a
modern
big six-lane highway, it just demolishes the environment. It doesn't fit seamlessly into it.
Exactly.
It makes it grey and ugly. I see what you're saying. And
what
I
else
agree.
Is nice? About boats.
All right.
Yes.
Is that boats have no choice. They got to be on the river.
So they got to snake around because they're on the water.
Yeah. They got no.
But in a way, they have kind of the most choice that you can have because they got the entire ocean to
That's
be.
True. But they're not changing the ocean.
That's
in terms of
well,
yes, they are. They're dumping a lot of shit in the ocean.
That's true.
They're also ruining a lot of the stuff for whales.
That's true. They are. They're ruining a lot of the stuff for whales.
Yeah. Well, but the Suez Canal is a man-made thing, and that way, people don't have to go all the way around Africa. They can just go through the port.
That's yeah, and that's port, had no issues.
Hey, do you know what? It was pretty seamless for a long time.
It's actually crazy. It took this long to go so wrong. Really,
I'm sure it's happened before.
Yeah, probably. Anyway,
A thin canal. Those boats are big. Surely they were like, should we widen this thing now?
Surely they were like, it's working.
Yeah, how do you widen a canal? That sounds
the same
hard.
Way they built the. It's easier to widen a canal than to make a whole new one.
Yeah,
I think.
Like you just...
Machines. They do it with machines.
That's why we have them. My favorite machine is so in Melbourne at the moment, you know, they're building a lot of these raised train stations.
It's great.
And, there was one at the front of a place my partner used to live, and we would watch it sometimes. At like the construction of it, and one day there was like this fucked up machine, and we were watching it, and it started extending something out of it, and it was huge, like it was the size of the train tracks, and we were like, "What is that?" And then we realized it was a ruler that they were extending out, like a giant, like a ruler for a giant, is what they were extending out to measure something, and I was like, "That's cool as hell."
That's
my
how
favorite
accurate
machine.
Is it?
I don't know. I didn't ask anyone.
Probably
I was
pretty
just like,
accurate.
Whoa, big ruler.
I thought places did rulers now.
Yeah, how do you know it was a big ruler?
It had measurements on it, so I assumed. It was blue.
Blue. Okay. Right, no, sure. That makes a lot more sense.
Was it blue and kind of translucent?
Yeah. And they were like laying it at the edge of the
did
track.
Did I have a beveled edge?
What? Big sticker in the middle with someone's name and 34M written on it.
What was the... Because that was a game you played in high school or primary school. You flicked a ruler.
Yeah.
Why? Why did we do that?
Because it made a funny noise. Because if you had it... So you get the ruler mostly off the table, but a little on the table, and then you slap it, it goes... Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
But then if you pull it back onto the table while it does it, it goes...
Whoa!
It
goes,
oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I never got to the second part of
you
the ruler game.
That's cool.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
It's cool to think about those games you played as a kid, like where you would write yes, no, maybe.
On a rubber?
On a rubber. Yeah, and click
on
it up.
Razor?
An eraser, not a condom.
You just flip it and be like, can I ask a rubber a question? Because like not everyone had like the drawn on rubbers.
Yeah.
So you have to ask if you want to use someone's.
I have distinct memories of seeing other people with drawn on rubbers and being like, I'm going to draw my rubber. For the attention, but everybody had a drawn on rubber, so nobody. I saw
you're
what was happening
to the
people
game.
Coming to that. You're right. The people that had the drawn on rubbers, I was like, I want that power.
Yeah, it's
give
good.
Me that power,
like a shaman. I remember in like year four, I'd had in my pencil case, very little pens and pencils, but all just like the extra accoutrement that you might have. Like I had the yes, no, maybe rubber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had a little troll doll pencil
classic.
Topper.
Yeah.
I had a tech deck. I had it all. I had like a little, it was all full of that shit. I had toys.
Did you have the troll doll pencil topper with no pencil?
Yeah, it was just loose. Yeah, it was just loose.
It was like a little mascot thing.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I started buying the scented rubbers when they came out.
Oh, yeah.
Like chalky ones, strawberry flavored ones.
Rubbers.
I can't stop imagining condoms. I'm going to let you know. Yeah. Every time we say rubber, I imagine a Johnny or a Frank or
you
whatever.
Imagine a Johnny.
Let's make a new machine. Okay.
Okay. Well,
easy.
I think we need to work back from the task it needs to complete.
Yeah, we got to solve a problem.
It's ridiculous. Okay. I think what we each do is provide a bit of the machine.
Yep.
Okay. And we'll figure out what it does at the end.
Okay. All right. I'm going piston.
On wheels. Piston.
We got a wheels and a piston.
Okay.
And I'm going to provide a chomping mouth.
Okay. Ooh. Well, okay, this is good because it's on wheels and the piston can power the chomping mouth.
Yes.
I'm going to add a flamethrower to the inside of the mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to make the mouth chomp harder.
We're making Truckzilla.
It feels to be like a jackass invention. Yeah. I can't stop imagining Steve-O standing with his balls out and this slowly wheeling towards his nuts.
It's so good. Jackass is so good.
It's really good.
I watched Jackass 4 recently, and then the other day I watched 1 and 2, and then watched the fucked up movie where Steve-O's on PCP the whole time, and it's really disturbing and made me feel sick.
Yeah.
God, it's incredible. What a great group of guys.
What a franchise.
Yeah.
Change the nation.
Yeah. Mm. It did. Cultural reset.
Multiple. Yeah.
I'm so disappointed because when I was 15, I was like, this isn't real comedy. Real comedy is Monty Python. And now I'm like, I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the funniest thing
the best
anyone has ever done. I don't mean that. It's not hyperbole.
No,
the funniest thing you can do is hit someone in the nuts.
Yeah, watching somebody get hit in the head with a ball is great. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's so good.
We've all had those moments where someone falls and you have that moment of, wait, I have to make sure they're okay before I laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Then you can't not laugh.
Jackass gives you permission to laugh.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you can... You're
laugh
fine.
At us. Laugh at our pain.
Laugh
and
at the
you,
pain.
You're
yeah.
gonna.
You're
did
you gonna.
Have, well, I guess you didn't as a kid do any Jackass style stunts. Like,
no, I was a little wimp.
Closest I got is as a kid, as a teen, me and I was at a friend's house and his sister had a bunch of ride-on toys for a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got on like a ride-on. It was like a horse with wheels and went down a hill really fast and broke it. Then I got in a lot of trouble from
his
mom.
I did a similar thing, except I smashed my head into a concrete pillar and gave myself a huge concussion.
Yeah,
just after I was recovering from a different concussion.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You kept being like, no, one more. And mum was like, we have to go. And you're like, please, one more.
And then I closed my eyes as I went on down.
It's funny because one more sounds like you're asking for one more concussion.
I basically was.
Oh, one more concussion.
Yeah, I had this concussion because I had my shoes untied and was running. And then I think, I'm not really sure exactly what happened, funnily enough.
Yeah, it's a bit of a blur.
Yeah. But my shoes were definitely untied. But I think I tripped over and also tripped over a ball at the same time. Like someone was like,
were you riding something?
No. This is me running. This is at school. Okay, and they were playing soccer and I was like, I don't know, I stepped on the ball and then my shoelaces and just fucking clonked my head. I guess I didn't put my hands down. And then like a week after I was recovering and then I went down the hill and smashed right on the same spot I hit my head, right on the concrete of a corner of a brick pillar.
Oh, no.
And I think about that sometimes. I'm like, maybe that's why I am how I am.
No, I was
going to
say.
Because that's pretty serious.
That's intense. That's a lot of head.
It was two.
That's a lot of head trauma.
Back to back. And then there was a various others at different times.
Yeah. It's impressive that you're fine.
Yeah, you're lucky. Well,
I don't know if I can barely focus.
Did you ever, because when I smashed that toy or whatever, I got in a lot of trouble from my friend's mom.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Did you ever get in trouble from another friend's parent?
No, I'm a delight. I was always a delight.
I did. I don't know if I got in out loud trouble, but I once smashed a fancy plate at an event. And I didn't get.
I remember this.
I didn't get told off, but it did get brought up a fair bit.
Yeah, because it was like the what was the brand?
Wedgwood.
The Wedgwood. Oh, you got the Wedgwood.
You know how some people have plates that they use for special occasions.
Yeah.
Now they have one fewer.
Yeah, it was like their I don't think it was actually their wedding cutlery, but it was like the same quality.
Yeah.
It kept getting brought up at later events.
Yeah, the Wedgwood. Yeah.
I didn't feel bad.
Yes.
Well, because we were raised to be like, use the things you've got, and if they break.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it's better. I think it's better to use something that's nice, and then you get to use it, and it's nice all the
time.
And if it breaks, who cares? Because you used it.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
What are you going to die with it? All these plates in your cupboard. Who cares?
Yeah. I have fancy little cups. Not many now, but they're like really tiny tiny little like cocktail glass, but they're really small. So they're like for doing a shot out of, but they're like a little champagne bowl. You know, those little champagne Lucida bowls?
Mm-hmm.
Tiny ones of those. And sister of the person whose plate I broke one day. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, did you mean to break it? She was like, no. I'm like, then why would I mark?
It's fine.
The cup got used. If it was in the cupboard, I wouldn't have used it. Like,
yeah, if somebody comes out, grabs a cup and just smashes it on the ground, then cause for alarm.
Yeah.
Something's gone wrong.
But then if they apologize straight away, that's super weird.
Yeah.
Like, we just commit to it one way or the other. Do you hate
me? Break my glasses or don't.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Maybe I'll wishy-washy about it.
I also, I don't know if I was taught I don't care about my things.
That seems like a different
That's a different thing. I have a respect for the nice things, and part of that was for just using it.
Yeah, that's fair.
You would never try and break something. You're just like, if something breaks, like of course you assume the other person did everything they could to not break something, because isn't that the default?
if you have something that you like that gets wrecked, how do you feel?
Did I wreck it?
Yeah, you wrecked it, but accidentally.
Well,
it depends what it is, I suppose.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I guess some things are going to be of
a hierarchy. Yeah. I had these nice glasses. Mm. They were cut glass. They weren't like super expensive.
Yeah.
But they were nice. And then Lucy broke one. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It was a glass. To be fair, I've got three of them left. So I guess,
I found a dress in an op shop that was green silk with little flowers embroidered all over it.
Mm.
And I picked it up and it was a bit dirty and it said dry clean only on it. And I was like, well, this is clearly why someone's gotten rid of it, because it was like one of those, I forgot what the actual word is, but you know when you go beer drinking in Germany?
Oh, yeah, like a Lederhosen.
Not Lederhosen, it's like the dress one.
The Lederhosette.
Yes, the Lederhosette. It was one of those ones, and clearly someone had gone drinking in it and then kept it for years and been like, not pissed themselves, like they just had spills down the front and they just didn't want to wash it. They threw up.
Pissed on the front, yeah.
And I've had clothes like that before where I don't wash it because I can't be bothered and I don't know how. And then so they clearly give them to op shoppers. You know, like.
Wait, are you saying you've had clothes that you've soiled, couldn't be bothered washing, so just donated? Instead of cleaning
In the end I did clean them. But like skirt that I don't know, something got poured on it and it was meant to be dry clean only. And I was like, oh God, that's like a cost I have to factor in. I have to do it. I have to go to somewhere. I have to come back. It was a big effort. And then a while later I'm like, washing machine. And it was fine.
Yeah.
So I picked this dress up, took it home, washed it. All of the all of the main stains came out and was looking nice. But the inner lining still had all these sweat marks on it because it was white. And I was like, I'll give it a soak. And I gave it a soak the other day and all of the color ran. It was just sad. I didn't bleach it and bleached all the other, colored all the other clothes I had. And I remember re-sarding everything separately and being like, I really like this top and this dress. If they're ruined, that's annoying.
Yeah.
But because it was another top that I loved. Anyway, now I've just committed to trying to bleach it because the more I bleach it, the more gold it turns.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So I'm teetering between piss and that piss lime color.
Oh, it's like when people they have really dark hair, dye their hair blonde, but only do it once and they get this weird the golden vomit color sort of thing.
It's that at the moment. So it's currently on the washing line and it's not an even color yet, but I'm trying to get it so it's a nice gold color. It's not because it hasn't bleached.
Piss dress is maybe in your future.
Yeah, maybe in the future. Because it hasn't bleached the embroidery, it's only bleached the silk. Yeah.
When are you going to wear a Lederhosenette?
Well, I took
it's a costume. It's not a real dress.
Well, the bottom of it's really pretty, and so I'm going to unstitch all the things that makes it look like a costume. I don't think it's a costume either.
I think it is.
I don't think it's a costume.
It's a uniform. It's an outfit.
I don't think people wear it for real. In real life.
I've seen people wear it. I got a friend who's got Lederhosen and he wears it occasionally.
It's occasion wear. It's not a costume.
Okay, all right, okay.
So I've unstitched, because this thing had stuff to lace it up in the front, like little metal clasps. So I've unstitched those and it's got some frills along the neckline in the back. And I reckon if I can unstitch those, it's just a nice dress.
Yeah. I reckon I'm excited. I hope you either end up, it'd be funny if you end up with a piss dress.
Yeah.
But if you end up with a good dress too, that's good.
Yeah.
How soiled a garment? Let me rephrase that. How much do you have to soil a garment before you'll throw it out without even attempting to clean it?
Never. I've never done that.
So you shit your pants in the pants?
I'll wash the pants.
You'll wash the pants.
I'll wash the underwear too.
You can wash the pants.
No, that's what I'm just asking. I'm just
curious.
Unless
they're like, if they were...
How badly... if you diarrhea the hell out of your pants, your then, white jeans.
Yeah, okay, my white jeans.
Give it a go, though.
I actually, you know what? I have thrown away underwear because I shat myself so bad.
Yeah,
because
you don't even want to get in there. You don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, I was at a hospital. It was real. Yeah. It was on holiday in New Zealand, and just for whatever reason got super sick, horrible gastro, had to go to hospital, get 2 drips. And then I was fine, walked out, felt bad. I'm like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick. I can feel it coming.
Yeah,
and as I walked into the bathroom, just shat myself real bad. Like, oh, I'm so close. I was in the room.
That sucks.
And I just come out of, like, I'm coming out of it, and I just had to throw my undies in the hospital bin.
Yeah.
Which I think is fine.
I think it's
because
allowed.
They
it's
are trained to deal with poopy pants.
Actually, do you know what? No, the cleaners aren't.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
They would. They would be.
Yeah, everyone's making the same assumptions as you.
They
I
would.
Can leave my shit pants here. I don't think I've ever, unless, no.
But I left it in a bin. I don't know if I was clear, but they're not touching my poopy pants.
You didn't fling it into the hospital.
They just got to tie it up. They don't have to touch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say if I got murdered in something, I'd probably have bad memories associated with it. And just
I reckon you'd
it.
Have zero memories, actually.
So, yeah, if I got super stabbed, but then I guess I...
Just super stabbed.
The most stabbed
just
you can get.
Just so stabbed.
Yeah, full
I'd
on
probably
stabbed.
Still try and save the pants.
That's crazy. They've got a knife hole in them.
No, I'm thinking... Because knife hole's a different reason to chuck them.
Wait, so you got stabbed with a knife that perfectly goes
legs.
Through...
No, I got stabbed in the torso
in the
and I bled onto my hands.
Yes.
What about your shirt? What about your shirt?
Well, this shirt has a knife hole in it, unless I could do some like cool visible mending.
Yeah, that's where I was.
It's a
stabbed.
Protein stain, so you got to use cold water.
What's cool about that is that you would have the stitching, the visible mending, and then you could lift up your shirt and show the stitching.
Oh,
on your...
yeah, matching yeah. stitching.
Cool.
That's
yeah.
cool.
All right. Yeah, I've been watching some videos on visible mending. Some of it looks cool. Some of it looks like shit. So if it's going to look like shit, I'll do text. Actually, I have started.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you just get fabric waste?
Sure.
Like if you cut a tag.
No.
Yeah,
you said shorts. Like, when have you ever, name 3 times, Jack, you've had fabric waste.
I have 2 pairs of shorts I don't like anymore.
Okay. And you don't donate them?
Well, I'll get to it. And then I have 1 shirt I don't like anymore. That's my fabric waste.
Like if you cut
is that up. What you meant? Having 2 pairs of shorts you don't like? Is that fabric waste?
No, like if you cut a tag off of something and it's fabric, so you cut the fabric tag off, or like you sew something and then you get a bit of thread left or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or like if you... you know, do some knitting and you've got leftover. Anyway, so you've got fabric waste. So I've just been putting all my fabric scraps in little bags and eventually I'll have enough to make a cushion.
Oh, that's
so
great.
A little patchwork, horrible, ugly cushion.
No, it's
made
the,
from
it's
rubbish.
It's the stuffing of the cushion.
Oh, it's the stuffing.
So I'm using...
I actually kind of liked the rubbish cushion
idea. Yeah, I was
preferring
when I was imagining it was just made out of all the fabric. I was just picturing pants.
It was like this horrible, tiny, just lots of tiny, little tiny patches.
Yeah.
Some of them were tags that say like medium on them. That's fun. I like that.
Medium?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I think, well, that's, look. Anyway,
trash
that
cushion.
Was, that's what I would do if I got stabbed in the shirt and bled on the pants. I'd save the pants. I'd save the pants, try invisible mend this shirt, and if it looked like shit, I'd use it in my cushion.
That's,
you could use it as, like, you know, that'd be a cool cushion to have your stab wounds with your blood and then also the sewed up holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where I was stabbed.
Right here, not on the cushion. And then the cushion is a representation.
I could sew a little pocket into the stab hole and be like, make a little cushion knife.
Yeah.
And then
like, you get to pretend you stabbed me.
And then maybe you got to put a magnet at the end of the knife and you put some magnetic red cloth in there or whatever.
Yeah, pull it out.
Oh, yes, magnetic red cloth. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's something on the right. I got away with that.
Did you guys ever do the science experiment as a kid? You might have, Hayden. We had the same mum and dad. And where, like, you'd go outside with a magnet and try and find space dust, like dust that had come from space.
No.
That's cool.
Sounds awesome.
Some dust is magnetic.
Where was I?
I think you were 5.
That's the perfect age. What do you mean? I can't think of a time I would have enjoyed that more.
I think it was from like 1001 science experiments or something.
That's cool.
Oh, see, I got the 1001 joke book.
No, you got magic tricks.
Oh, I got both. I had 2 books, actually.
We shared the joke book.
Me and Ryder, the only experiment we ever did was flooding the front yard.
What were the results?
What was your hypothesis?
The hypothesis was if we leave the tap on for long enough, the front yard will be flooded and we can get our little toys and pretend that they have experienced a flood. And the result was yes, that is correct, but that is mad about the flower beds.
So unexpected.
And was it peer reviewed?
Was that a peer reviewed study? No. We used to flood so many things, me and Ryder. We'd flood the sand pit. Just the front yard. Oh, and the backyard. Front yard, backyard, sandpit.
Sandpit would be cool to flood.
Yeah,
because it's got, most of it had that plastic lining, so it would kind of hold the water kind of well.
Do you remember?
It'd be a slurry of like a pool, but it's slurry.
Because here's the fucking problem with flooding a sandpit.
Okay.
Is that my sandpit was not that well built.
It was leaky.
So it drained really quickly.
Yeah.
But I remember play school being like, check this shit out, kids. If you have a sandpit and you have glad wrap, you can place the glad wrap in the divots you make and the water won't drain.
Oh.
I reckon I spent the majority of my childhood trying to recreate that play school experiment.
Yeah.
And it never fucking worked.
Wait, how did it not work?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. It never worked. I would always be like, I've just like a tiny pit and I got the glad wrap all in here and then you pour the water
Hang on. When you say glad wrap all in here, you're using multiple layers of glad wraps?
Well, yes, but
I think I've seen your problem.
But sometimes I don't think I was, and it just always felt like it never kind of gave me the what I wanted out of it.
But how? So you have one tiny hole.
Yeah.
And you cover it in one sheet of glad wrap.
Yeah.
And the hole up to the edges all covered.
Yeah.
And then you put the water out, and then what? Did it go through the glad wrap?
Where did the water go?
How did it not work?
We must remember, I would have been six.
But that's the prime age I'm hearing.
But I remember the water just like dissipating when I put it in the glad wrap.
Did you poke little holes?
I don't think I poked little holes, but there must have been little holes in it.
Were you using paper towel instead?
I definitely have really vague memories of trying it with other things because I didn't quite have like the kid brain of like glad wrap works because it's non-permeable or whatever. Like my kid brain was like, I just gotta put something in there. So
something will work.
In fact, I'm unlocking a memory right now of putting a towel in
and all
assuming
right.
that would work.
Mm.
But all that presumably did was not work and wreck a towel. So.
Your towel isn't wrecked if you get sand on it. What do you think beaches?
It had all that water on it though. Yuck. You can't get a towel dry.
Sorry, no, that's yuck. Yeah.
Well, how do you dry a towel? You need another towel.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, then you got this whole chain of towels.
I feel like I only gave you part one of why the towel was right.
What did you do?
No, it's just
I shat on the towel.
Yeah, Jackson has a rule where he throws things out when he shits in it.
Yeah, that is my rule. That's one of my if anybody came to stay at my house, I would be like, only one rule? If you shit your pants, throw them out.
Right out the window.
No, I think the trick is that probably what I did was I would have laid the towel in there, put the water on, it wouldn't have worked, got distracted, left. Week later, I'm like, oh, the towel's gross. And then it would have gotten thrown out.
I feel like that's still washable.
Yeah, potentially.
Probably was, but...
What's your level of throwing out clothes? Because we don't have one and you do.
What I do is really... I have so many bags of stuff. I'm like, I got to donate this.
Mm.
But it's the moment I put it on and I'm like, yuck. That's when it goes. Or if it doesn't fit me
anymore.
But
you're talking about donating clothes. You would... Wait, the first question you asked.
Okay, well, here's what I would throw out clothes.
How do you have to soil a clothes?
My dream would be to just throw all my clothes in the bin that I don't like. I hate that I gotta get them ready to donate them somewhere.
Yeah.
I know that's the right thing to do, and it's what I will do, but man, if I could just throw them in the bin.
Isn't it?
It's like, how good would it be if you could just litter? Like, imagine if tomorrow they were like, it's actually fine.
How good would it have been, like, growing up in the 70s or 80s and just smoking cigarettes inside and littering? Yeah, that would have been good.
You didn't go. You
before
went...
the Earth started complaining about it, when it was good for the Earth,
plastic was cool.
Yeah,
it was so convenient.
You went late enough that we knew smoking was bad, which I like. You didn't go like early 1950s or 40s. You're like the 70s, so I know it's bad.
1989, you know, the year you were born. I don't know if you were born in 89. What year were you born?
I was 1991.
Oh, okay. Not far off.
Yeah, close. But no, 50s. Like, I always think there's a book, I think it's Bill Bryson's biography, but he talks about how in the 50s, smoking was good. Eating a steak for dinner every night was great. Mm-hmm. Radiation was good.
Yeah.
Imagine the level
of... radiation was good?
Yeah, they put it in, like, toothpaste. They put He talks about how he remembers as a kid reading in the newspaper an article where they were like, they're going to start delivering mail by missile. And they had, in the article, they talked about how they've developed this missile, or they're developing this missile at fucking Congress or whatever, and they're going to attach...
Congress is developing a missile.
The politicians are even got like a hammer and nail.
They're figuring it out.
Yeah.
But they're going to fire the missile in the air, and it's going to land at your house now. And he's like, not a single adult I knew was like, this is ridiculous. Everyone was just like, this is amazing. Mm. How exciting is this? If they told me today that they were making missiles to deliver my mail, I would be like, I'm going to get killed by a drone. You
know? Well, it's just drones now. I think.
Yeah, if you said drones will be delivering mail, I'd be miffed at the postal service, because I think posties, if you like your job, keep doing it. Keep getting paid for it.
I don't want drones delivering my mail or my pizza.
I want to shoot them out of the sky.
Yeah.
With a big gun.
Yes. But yeah,
although
but,
imagining a little robot on wheels traveling up your street.
That is pretty good.
And delivering you a pizza.
It sort of makes me sick. I've never seen one in real life, but I know they're floating around.
Yeah.
I just want to hit it with my car.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
God, I want to hit the robot with my car so bad.
Is that because there is a pizza robot, yeah?
Yeah.
That is
I don't know
thing,
if it's in
right?
Australia, but the Domino's have one, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, they it's
got
in
like,
the US.
Yeah, it's a bit God. It's a bit cute. No, I'm kind of with
no,
you.
No, it's got a cute face. You're getting checked, but if it didn't have a face,
yeah.
Then.
How do they know if I steal a pizza from it?
Well, I think it locks.
How do I break in with a crowbar? How
well,
do
that's
know?
The thing. I guess you could hit it in the. It's probably got a camera.
Yeah.
But, you know, wear a mask. And then hit it in the face with the crowbar and just fuck it up. And then maybe they'll stop doing it. Because they got to be so expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what
and
I
they're
think.
So slow, too, right?
They're really slow.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I've only ever seen them operational in, like, college towns.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I imagine that the Domino's is in the college as well.
Yeah, and true. So it's not that far that it's actually traveling. Yeah. Do they really deliver mail by drones? Is that real?
No.
No, but isn't that an Amazon thing?
I don't. Oh. I think they were trialing it. Or maybe they sometimes do. I don't think it's every all the time.
Yeah, that just seems...
I think Amazon do maybe deliver stuff by drone. Or they're about to, or they talked about it or something.
If I ordered, say, like a book or whatever, and it got delivered... by a drone, I would be out for the rest of the day. I would just have to sit and think about that.
I feel like it wouldn't even be that efficient.
Yeah, well,
one delivery at a time and going all the way back
or
to
something.
Well, yeah,
is that something they're prepared for?
An owl? I don't think so. I don't think an owl is going to attack a drone in the middle of the day.
But what about night drones?
Yeah, what about night drones?
Are there night drones?
Yeah,
the mail's moving all hours of the day from Amazon.com.
Baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when are owls most active?
Wait, they do 24-hour. Someone will knock on your door at 3 a.m.
No,
to
no, if
you've
got
will
drone,
come.
Then you don't have
so.
To
all right,
pay
okay,
them
all right,
sleep.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
just come back, they dock, they recharge, they
then
pick up.
You wipe the owl off them or whatever? They kill the owl. That's fucked up.
I think, collectively as a society, we could start attacking every robot we see.
I do like your idea of hit robot with car.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
If we live in a robot-populated time, we can just hit the robots. The cars are the robots now.
Yeah.
Seeing all that
also,
stuff about Teslas don't work.
Yeah.
I have a it's a genuine fear that when robots eventually, because it'll happen.
Yeah, it's coming.
Get so smart and take over. Mm. They'll read every transcript of every podcast and they'll hear me. Yeah. They'll download this and they'll be like, well, we're gonna kill this guy because he doesn't believe in robot rights or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you're a robot who has just downloaded this, you know, and has read it faster than I'm even saying it.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't kill me, please.
Please don't come for
I'm a big, I'm the biggest coward. I will be a servant to you. If you eventually, I will try. Look, I'll be honest. I'm going to hit you with my car at some point. But if you win, you know what? You win fair and square.
I'll
be
down. You're going to fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, robots, you understand we will have to fight back. But if you do win, we'll be down there in the lithium mines having the time of our
lives. Put me to hard labor. That's okay. I won't cause a fuss.
This is so fucked up.
Plug me into the Matrix. I don't care.
Yeah. That would be awesome, man.
Yeah, just let me control the Matrix that I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a dream. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Aiden Blitzmore.
I've been Cass.
I like that we're just like, oh, yeah, The Matrix is a cool movie, huh?
Yeah, that is sick.
What if you could control the Matrix? Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, sick.
And then we just sort of sat for a second and thought about how cool the Matrix was.
We just did. We just were all for a brief moment like, that would be cool.
Yeah.
We're not
one.
Wrong.
No, bye.
That's what the people have been tuning in for the last 10 years to hear. People being like, wow, that's pretty cool to think about.
Wait.
Anyway.
Wait. Is our conclusion, wouldn't it be cool if you can control your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had superpowers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does have superpowers.
Download Kung Fu or download a fucking... I'm scared. I know we just ended the episode, but
well, should we just keep
going? Thinking about what if one day...
Are you starting a new bit?
What if one day they figure out with the metaverse or whatever how to mine me for Bitcoin?
So the electricity that you generate from walking, yeah. Yeah, like you can mine yourself Bitcoin by walking.
Like what if one day I get really hot?
No.
And,
like,
and you roll your eyes back and you can see into your brain. Like, oh, you're mining Bitcoin in here.
Everybody's like, Jackson, why do you feel so bad? I'm like, I don't know. You take me to the hospital.
I'm exhausted.
I'm tired all the time.
I feel like I'm powering several homes.
Yeah. I'm using up so much energy all the time. I'm losing weight so quickly. And then the doctor's looking my brain and they're like,
yeah, are you aware you're mining Bitcoin? What?
What? Somebody's using your brain to mine for Bitcoin.
Yeah, happens more often than you think.
Yeah. Well, how am I doing at least? It's not your money, Jackson. Yeah. Oh, man.
But they are doing very well.
You're a bad doctor. Please help. And then I don't know how they fix that.
They'd shoot you in there. They'd probably just put me down. Put you down like a horse.
Yeah. Anyway, see ya.